Hello, and welcome back to Pet Stop. This is our third episode, and today we will be focusing on service dogs. I'm your host, Maria Gaetan, and let's get to it. So, what exactly is a service dog? And a service dog is basically an extension of the person who has the disability. And actually, dogs are the only animal that is recognized as a service animal. The Americans with Disabilities Act, or the ADA, defines a service animal as any dog that is individually trained to do or perform tasks for the benefit of an individual with a disability, including a physical, sensory, developmental, psychiatric, intellectual, or other disability. Service dogs are skilled and highly trained dogs who partner with people with disabilities. They're also known as assistant animals, assistant dogs, and service dogs. And they perform some of the functions and tasks that an individual with a disability cannot perform easily for themselves. Service dogs are able to effectively assist their owners in day-to-day tasks that might be harder for someone with a disability. Now, you probably have seen service dogs in public before, and probably have wanted to pet them. But did you know that the best thing you can do when you see a service dog is to ignore it? That's because they're specially trained to focus on their owner, and any distraction could mess them up and maybe even hurt the owner. When someone with a service dog walks into a store, the businesses and public entities can only ask two questions. Those questions are, is this a service dog that is required because of a disability? And what task is the dog trained to do? They may not ask about the nature of the disability or request proof or documentation. If the businesses ask these questions, then the dog must perform at least one specifically trained task that assists a person with their disability so that they can prove that they are service dogs. So you may think that there's a specific breed that is best for service dogs, but actually, any breed works. The preferred breed are Labrador Retrievers because they listen very well and have very good public perception, unlike other dogs such as pit bulls. And actually, pit bulls are banned in some states because they just aren't good service dogs in some situations because they are trained incorrectly. So any breed or size of dog can be a service dog, but obviously some dogs are more appropriate for tasks than others. For example, it's not really practical for a Chihuahua to pull a wheelchair because of their size. They may be able to serve as alert dogs for allergies and food, or hearing alert dogs that help with hearing impaired owners to know when doorbell rings or phone rings. But usually we won't see them pulling wheelchairs. The dogs we can see doing the more larger and harder tasks are Golden Retrievers and German Shepherds. And there are actually other breeds like this that will make wonderful service dogs. Now, this may seem unbelievable, but people actually fake having service dogs. And there are a lot of consequences that can come with that. So if you do not have a disability and your dog is not task trained, they are not a service dog. And fake service dogs pose a very big threat to the disabled community. They can distract a real service dog team, and they can cause injury to the handler or even the real service dog. They damage the public trust in legitimate service dog teams, and they can physically injure other members of the public. Service dog fraud is actually a federal crime and will be punishable by fine. You might be held liable if your dog causes an injury to someone else or a service animal. And having a service dog is not a convenience so that people can take their dog with them everywhere they can go. People who actually use service dogs really need them to survive and perform day-to-day tasks. Now, there are actually three main types of service dogs. So you have your basic service dogs who are trained to assist handlers who have disability and to make it easier for them to live independent lives. These service dogs are the only ones that are protected under the Americans with Disabilities Act, or the ADA, and they must be allowed in public places such as restaurants, grocery stores, and even on public transportation. The second type of service dogs are emotional support dogs or companion dogs. These dogs provide emotional comfort to their owners who have disabilities, but these dogs do not require any extra training. They are protected under the Fair Housing Amendments Act, and landlords can request that tenants obtain documentation from their doctor that they have a disability and their well-being benefits from having this emotional support animal. And the documentation can be just a written note on a pad that you benefit from the presence of the animal. And the third type of dog is a therapy dog. And therapy dogs provide comfort to people in a variety of settings. They can be at schools, hospitals, or even nursing homes. And they're not protected under any organization. And their access is at the discretion of the business owners or managers. So basically, they can't be allowed to go everywhere. It's up to the business owners to let them in. So service dogs can provide a number of many, many different tasks. And some of those main tasks include assisting individuals who are blind or have low vision with navigation and other tasks. They can alert individuals who are deaf or hard of hearing to the presence of people or sounds. They provide nonviolent protection or rescue work. They can pull a wheelchair. They can assist an individual during a seizure. They can alert individuals to the presence of deadly allergens. They can retrieve items such as medicine or the telephone. They can provide physical support and assistance with balance and stability to individuals who have mobility disabilities. And they can also help people with psychiatric and neurological disabilities, and they help them by preventing or interrupting impulsive or destructive behaviors. And the training of service dogs is very costly and very time-consuming. You have to get a dog to routinely perform specialized tasks, and that can take months, even years, of preparation. And some dogs actually go through a labor-intensive 18-month program that begins with neuromuscular stimulation exercises when puppies are only 2 days old. These methods were originally used to prepare military dogs, and also they prepare the animals to handle potentially stressful situations. That's the main goal, is to make the animal comfortable in stressful situations. These labor-intensive programs also teach the dogs to retrieve items for individuals. They teach them how to calmly react in social situations, such as navigating an office or taking public transportation. And a study shows that people spend $24,500 on training for their service dogs. This includes the original program when they're puppies, and also the checkups every year to make sure the dog still is performing the tasks correctly. So, when the dog is finally done their training, they take personality tests to identify 12 to 14 individuals from a waiting list of over 1,600 people. And this is how they find their owner and how they can pick the best person that the dog will help. And during a two-week training camp, the dogs interact with their new owners or potential owners, and this also helps them make their selection. And on an average, it can take 1 to 2 years to properly train a service dog. It just really depends on what the dog is being trained in, and because they have to adapt to your disability and, most importantly, behave appropriately in the public. And that's pretty much all of service dog training. They really just focus on disability-related work and also how they act in public. And so we're going to finish off this service dog podcast with a fun fact. And so did you know that miniature horses are sometimes allowed in certain circumstances as long as the facility can accommodate the miniature horses' type, size, and weight, and they can be allowed to be service animals. However, other animals such as cats, reptiles, and birds would be considered emotional support animals, and so they are not protected under the ADA. But imagine having a miniature horse as a service animal. Wouldn't that be crazy? Thank you for joining us on Pet Stop, and I hope you learn a thing or two about service dogs and the impact they have on many people with disabilities. They're able to help the people perform daily tasks and live independent lives. They really can change people's lives, and it's good to understand how they can change their lives and what type of tasks they perform. The type of tasks they perform are really incredible, and the training they go through is insane. Imagine training a dog for 1 to 2 years. I mean, it's a lot of work. And so I really hope you learned something about service dogs, and thank you for joining us.